Hello, today's Hot Pipes continues this series' songwriter's theme with a tiny slice of the music of George Gershwin. Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer in the Nethercutt Collection, Sylmar, California, with Gershwin's first major hit, Swanee, written in 1919 in collaboration with lyricist Irving Caesar and popularised by Al Jolson. George Gershwin started his musical career as a New York song plugger and, being an excellent pianist, went on to record hundreds of piano rolls for various piano makers. But his destiny was to write music, and in 1924, the same year that Rhapsody in Blue premiered, he composed Somebody Loves Me for the review George White Scandals. Thank you. William Davies and the Compton in the Regal Cinema Henley-on-Thames, originally from the Ritz Tunbridge Wells, but removed in 1986. George started writing with his lyricist brother Ira in 1924, and they went on to provide the scores for such shows as OK, which opened on Broadway in 1926 and ran for a very respectable 256 performances. I have two pieces from that show. The first is Everett Norse and the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer with Maybe. Clap Your Hands, Donna Parker and the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, recorded for LP in 1987 from the Gershwin's OK. The 1930 musical Girl Crazy, which ran for 272 performances in New York, produced another string of hits. Bidin' My Time, Embraceable You, But Not For Me, and I Got Rhythm. Here's George Blackmore and the Dual Purpose Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton. Thank you. But Not For Me, David Rees, with a track made as a demo recording in 1973 on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Bella Roma Pizza, Martinez, California, with thanks to Tim Kirkpatrick in San Francisco, who was the engineer on that session. You're tuned to Steve Ashley's Hot Pipes on Serenade Radio. Moving to 1935 and the groundbreaking Porgy and Bess, which received mixed reviews as it was neither opera nor musical nor drama. It was a financial failure, and Gershwin then moved to Hollywood to work for RKO Pictures. One of the show's outstanding numbers was It Ain't Necessarily So.
Thank you.
Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer belonging to the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society in Pasadena City College, taped in concert by me in 1992. In 1937, George Gershwin wrote a novelty instrumental, Promenade, also known as Walking the Dog. David Peckham chose the unique Spreckles Outdoor Skinner concert instrument in the Organ Pavilion in Balboa Park, San Diego, for his 2001 CD, For the Fun of It. In Los Angeles, working for RKO, the Gershwins provided the music for just two Fred Astaire films before George's untimely death from a brain tumour in 1938. From the first, Shall We Dance, here's Jelani Ennington and the former Vara Studios standard organ in the Central Statistics Bureau, Forberg, with I've Got Beginner's Luck. Thank you. I'm old enough to remember those foggy, or rather smoggy days in London town, which the Gershwins immortalised in the RKO musical A Damsel in Distress. That was Ashley Miller and the largest Wurlitzer ever built by the company, which it installed in Radio City Music Hall, New York in 1932. Sadly, it's hardly ever used now. To close this week's Hot Pipes, I'll go back to the first of the Gershwin stage musicals, Lady Be Good, which starred Fred and his sister Adele Astaire. It ran for just over 325 performances in both New York and London. Apart from the title song, it's also remembered for fascinating rhythm, which Rex Khoury, who composed the theme to the TV series Gunsmoke, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Old Town musical El Segundo in 1971. Well, I've time for a little more music, so I'll play out with Jim Rosebear playing Liza from the Gershwin's 1929 musical Showgirl. Until we meet again, I'll say goodbye.